But when the chief priests and teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they ask. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read, 'From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise'?" That's Matthew 21, verses 15 and 16, as we continue our journey through the Gospels. When the priests and teachers heard the children shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David," it was more than just a simple praise honoring Jesus. In the Hebrew language, Hosanna means save, and Son of David was the popular Jewish title for the coming Messiah. So the children were acknowledging that Jesus was the one all of Israel had been waiting for, and the religious leaders were not at all pleased. In reply to their objections, Jesus quoted Psalm 8, verse 2, "From the lips of children and infants, Lord, you have called forth your praise." The religious leaders knew the scripture, and this response would have felt like a hard right jab. Psalm 8, written by David, praised God for his sovereign ordering of all creation. David proclaimed that God's glory is above the heavens. And then in Psalm 8, verse 2, David noted that this great God assigns little children to praise him in order to silence his enemies. Jesus was, in effect, calling these religious leaders enemies of God. Isn't it remarkable how God uses children? Often it is the children who causes the hearts of their parents to soften. Many moms and dads have gotten serious about Jesus after their child was born. Sometimes he uses children to bring grandparents to himself. Here, he uses the children to remind the religious pretenders that they were, in fact, nothing more than actors on a stage. And one more thing. Two chapters earlier, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 14, Jesus called a little child and had the child stand in front of him. He told his listeners that unless they changed and humbled themselves like a little child, they would never enter into the kingdom of heaven. Maybe the older we get, the younger we should become. Father, make me like a child, tender, trusting, and focused on you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.